Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, I'm conservative. Tribal war cry. So? Tribal war cry. Yeah, I'm Republican. So? Tribal war cry. Steve Harvey, he visited the tower. Ain't say nothing, no. Nope. Jesus visited the tower. Kanye said nothing. I'm a warrior, not from Golden State, no Kevin Durant. I'm not a cupcake. I ain't Muslim, but I stand with them, cause they under attack, cause of brown skin. You attack Muslims, refuse to be quiet, unlike Farrakhan. I won't stay silent, N-O-I silent nation. Christians won't speak against Trump's ban. Now that's real deep. Attack overseas and diss refugees, and in the U.S. you disrespect me. Diss Trump on the air. I marched in the street. I walked like a man. CIA watching. Trump talking reckless. 100 days in. Most of you rappers, what y'all saying? Your gang bang rhymes, but you hesitant to say your drive by on a president. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da, do. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da, do. Segregate my land. Wanna build a wall? I'll join Mexican. C4 make it fall. Attack my brown brothers. An act of war. Grab the clips. Molotovs in the car. Straight to Trump Towers. Building shaking. The black juggalo. Without the makeup. Land of the free, home of the brave. Attack my people, put you in a grave. Modern Nat Turner, birth of a nation. Shaka Zulu mind, it's what you're facing. Tribal war cry, tribal war cry. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da. And it shouldn't black. It's sad to see more whites than blacks out there protesting. You see, you can fire the FBI.
True.
But Trump can't fire me.
Me?
No. God hired me.
True.
Yahweh.
Allah.
Allah. The creator. I wear that armor.
Proud.
No fear. BMA all day and night. Emax the image. Rider music.
Gangster.
Underground. Durant Sean.
Starting out with that tribal war cry from the CMHA project. We'll get into why in just a little while. First of all, you're listening to Al Porter. M period, A period, N period, in the street, chapter 7, verse 9. That M-A-N is an acronym, abbreviation for Music Activism News. For those who at Emacs Radio on Blog Talk, I appreciate the fact. If you wish, you can go to 646-478-0944. And as I look down my list, I see a 216-804, area code 256-874. 216-820-216-860. I will be doing my best to make sure that not only is everybody heard, but anybody who comes up afterwards, I'll do my best, because this show would not be if it wasn't for the creator allowing people to pick up the phone and call in. So let me give you three quick disclaimers so you'll have some idea what's going on. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show, so I have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, smartphone, notebook, at least for info that you might hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or Varsity Music. You can call and blame Boogie Me direct at 646-478-0944. I promise I will listen for as long as I can. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line and see what's on your mind. If you can't talk, that's all right. You can stay silent. You'll go back on hold. But if you change your mind, or you say, wait a minute, I didn't get that off of my chest, you could definitely press 1 if you didn't do so in the first place, or you can always call back. Let me at least do my best to give you a top 10 of what's going on with music and entertainment in our area and work our way up. Okay, now I see a 765 area code with a 274. So let me do this because I know if I don't give you a top 10, you won't hear anything. You'll never get back to it. So number 10, the debut of Lawrence Daniel Caswell. This DJ been doing it for years. This coming Friday, 6 to 9 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. Happy Dog, which is at 5801 Detroit Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, 44102. That's March the 2nd. Soul and Other Music. He's playing all music on vinyl only. One of the spotlight artists will be Bobby Womack. Number 9, debut. Definitely, the Speak Up Poetry Night is this Friday night, 7:30 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time at 1899 Main Classroom Building. And with that being said, it's in room 137, which is the Black Studies Department at Cleveland State University. And that's East 22nd. You can enter from Euclid to Chester. Free food number 8, debuting the upcoming Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop, number 189. More on that later. Number 7, debuting Trap Boy Mannequin DJ Unk. They had a concert last weekend, well attended, off of West 117th, Detroit Avenue, going into the Lakewood area. Number 6, debuting yesterday, fashion show from Lava Flame. It featured CGS, all that kind of stuff. Number 5, Peace in the Hood. They had a tribute to Malcolm X and Imam Jamil, and that was last Wednesday at Cleveland State University's Black Studies Department. Number 4, debuting, coming up, we all know, Platinum Group, Rude Boys, Joe Lil, OPN, they're teaming up. We'll get into that in just a little while. Big thing happening on Saturday, moving up to number 3. Well, because they did so much, from the Black House Sounds open mic on Friday to the Black History Month programs, what just happened at Shaw today. Number 2, because of all the star power that was there, and it also featured Black House Sounds, but it had so many people at Cleveland Rise, the Black History Month program. We'll get into that later on. Number 1 debuting because of sheer volume of people who will be there, including Cavs players and everything else. You got to say it. It's the car show, the automobile show happening at the IX Center all week long, and it was packed, even went through that. That's it for right now. Since I see so many people on the phone lines, what I am going to make the attempt to do, because I'm getting into it shortly, and get everybody on the phone who called in. I just want to let people know that, of course, February 28th, that's 5:30 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, free information. It's on music, inclusion, diversity, technology at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. If you're trying to get there, 216-781-ROCK. Or AKA 216-781-7625, or go to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame website. March the 1st, that goes with why we started out the track. March the 1st, immigrants stay, Trump, Pence must go. They're asking people to please wear black. 11 minutes of silence starting at 11 a.m. for the undocumented 11 million immigrants. And that's this Thursday. They say to just take the time to take 11 minutes off at 11 a.m. And then at 5:30 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, Public Square is where that's going on. So this is what I'm going to do. Because you called in, we're going to try to get two phone callers on at different times, one right after each other. I'm going to 216-804, 216-804. What's on your mind?
Oh, what I'm waiting for, Mr. Porter, is to hear all about Black History Month. So I will just yield and let you speak about
it. Okay. Well, I appreciate you for asking that. We'll start on that. And thank you very much. And I guess what I'll do before I go to the long distance of 256874 and then keep going on, let me at least pick one thing I thought was real interesting. I'm going to go to, have to give them credit because of how they did things, and that is the fact that Shaw High School presents, there was a 2018 Black History program, Do You Remember the Time? And it was beautiful because to have this program play out twice, once in front of the 9th and 10th graders and the other in front of the 11th and 12th graders. And, you know, I just want to say for them to reenact everything, including to have Africa performed by the Shaw High School Choir. Scene 2 was the Middle Passage, the brutal voyage from Africa across the Atlantic to America. Scene 3, the arrival in America. Playing Strange Fruit and the video from Nina Simone, what it was about. If you don't know, take a look back at it for yourself. Scene 4, the Harlem Renaissance. Definitely was nice to have such artists as Freedom by Beyonce, which was performed by Aisha Fleming. Proud Mary, the song from Tina Turner, which was performed by Kelly Lil. Doo Wop, which was from Lauryn Hill, of course, but it was performed by Adonijah Lakes. Bust the Windows Out Your Car by Jasmine Sullivan. That was performed by Aishel Fleming. Express Yourself by N.W.A., performed by Christian Thompson, who did double duty and paid tribute to Rapper's Delight by the Sugar Hill Gang. The tribute to Miss Zora Neale Hurston, Alexis Jordan. You also had the original song, Say What, Stop the Violence, performed by Chevelle Hall. Original song, Say It Loud, I'm Black and I'm Proud, the 2018 tribute to James Brown, performed by Mr. Motley and Black House Sound. Hey, I'm reading it off the program. It was nice that Sergeant Major Stokes from BMA came out to support, along with East Cleveland City Ward 3 Councilman, Vice President of City Council, Ernest L. Smith, who came to support Black House Sounds. And then to say that the open mic that happened for Black History Month program the past Friday, where you had Black History Wall Selfies, Fred Barkley had Facebook Live, Black House Sounds did the African Museum theme song, Sheriff Kilroy, DJ Dollar Rock did the tambourine remix of the Hip Hop Workshop Groove, Sheriff Kilroy did the Cherish the Love, National Action Network, Elder Goodrum, as well as WERE's 1490 AM, Gwen Pitts from the Deacon Lee Adams Show, Mr. Powers, Delete Obsolete, and Bankroll, Mr. Milligrand, a couple of selections. The Sound Man in two selections, playing all of those roles, Joseph Motley Jr., Miss Ice Productions, Carmen Classy, Lee did song and praise dance, food, guys, pizza, salad, banana pudding, Black History lessons. Can't ask for too much more than that. I'm going to the 256 area code 874. Wow, when it's long distance like this, I wonder if it's a bill collector. 256-874, how you doing?
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well, unless it's a bill collector, then you're calling into the wrong show.
Oh, no, sir. This is not a bill collector, Mr. Porter. This is actually Ms. Hunter calling from Alabama. First off, I would like to commend you for the things that you are doing. I have been listening to your show, and I think that it is amazing what you've been doing down there in your city for Black History. The events that y'all have been having is outstanding. Like, listening to you name some of the performances, like, that's amazing. That's great.
Thank you very much. And what's going down there in at least Alabama?
Well, here in Alabama right now, we're it is Black History Month, and we've been celebrating. They just recently had a March at Trinity, which is an old, you know, all-Black school. My mom went to it, actually, when she was younger, and, you know, some of her friends, they just recently had a parade, which was really nice. Other than that, just working hard, trying to make it. Life is hard right now, and you got to try to stick together, you know. I'm a single parent, I have a 14-year-old. A lot of things been going on in this world that, you know, he doesn't understand, and you know, just try to get to the teenagers, try to teach them right now, you know, time to stick together, love each other, be here for each other, because things right now are not, you know, they're not the way we want them to be.
And, but that's very deep. And before I ask you anything else, with that being said, does it dishearten you a little bit, or because sometimes you don't get a chance to really think about that. So I'm going to ask you as a parent, what keeps you going or to be able to have a smile on your face to try to reassure, especially a young person who might be thinking, wait a minute, things aren't this, that, and the other. What keeps you going?
And you have to stay prayed up. you have to stay prayed up. I thank my grandmother and my family for raising me to know God. If you don't know God, I don't know if your viewers know, if they're listening and they know God and they know He is real, prayer changes everything. If it wasn't for prayer, I really don't know how it would be. Like I said, I'm a single parent. My son, he's 14. He sees a lot, you know. He's around a lot of people out here at the schools, you know, and all the things that's going on. It really has me nervous for him, and I hate to be nervous for him because children should grow up. They should have a role model to be there for them, to teach them the right things and the right way to go in life. Then you really wouldn't have to worry. But with children these days now, everybody's trying to fit in with the next person or fit in with the next group. And like I tell my son, just be yourself. You're 14, you know, you got a whole life ahead of you. If you see something wrong, speak on it. Don't just sit around and not do nothing. So I'm very active with my son. I try to ask him everything, you know. I just try to be aware of everything that goes on around him, you know. And if I can do that, then I can kind of see, you know, what's happening. Other than that, I'm terrified nowadays. There's too much going on.
I hear you. It's the same thing for me. I'll be very honest and upfront to anybody within the shot of my ear voice, in the shot of my voice, rather, to your ears. I am very concerned, and I never thought in my life I would be nervous about anything, and I actually am.
Yeah.
I just want to say I appreciate that honesty because I might have expected to talk to you about other things, but at least with a couple of minutes that's left, I really want to say that I appreciate the music that you make. One reason is because your lyrics are clear, understandable, and overstandable. So with that being said, can you tell people your name, how we can follow your movement, and what causes you to at least be that, I'll say, clear with the music that you make?
Okay, my name is Wapu. My rap name is Miss Juicy. You can follow me on Wapu Hunter. That's on Facebook. You can go to Wapu 1982. That's Y-P-O-O 1982 at Twitter and leave me a message. You could go to ReverbNation.com. Again, that's ReverbNation.com. Type in my name, Wapu, Athens, Alabama. It will pull up all my lyrics, all my songs. I'm motivated by life, through life. I have a young 14-year-old son, so I'm very aware of, like, up-to-coming things and nowadays. So when I do my music, it's not only for the people that are my age, I'm 34, but it's also for the younger crowd, the younger people. I take care of my grandmother. She's 85 with Alzheimer's. I have been through a lot. I have songs that people can actually understand. It's not just rapping and about the hood or nothing like that. Like, I'm a single parent. My son is 14. His dad has never been there. So I have a lot of songs to talk about. I know it's a lot of people out there that can relate, a lot of females who actually don't want to talk about their dad, child's dad not being in their life or just up and leaving. Well, hey, we still made it, you know. So I have a lot to talk about in my music. And once again, you can go to ReverbNation.com, look up Wapu, Y-P-O-O, and it will pull my music up. And you listen, like, become a fan. If you would like, drop a message. I will try my best to get back in touch with you.
Thank you so much because you said a lot, and I'm like writing down information, but the best thing about it is when I listen to the show and pull it down and share it all over the place, I'll recopy some things out. So I do want to let people know out there I'm very serious. If anybody wants to send anything in, they can send it to emaxxradio@gmail.com. I look forward to following your movement. I know you've been out to our area before, so when you come back, we look forward to linking up with you and making sure you have some places to perform where people do appreciate your music. So I just want to say thank you.
Most definitely. No, thank you, Mr. Porter. And I also really quick would like to give a shout out to my cousin, Dolores Gray. Thank her so much for what she's doing. She is very, she has a movement going on there. She does Zumba classes. You guys have to get in touch with her. She is very spiritual, and she is a great person to talk to. And hi, Auntie. How are you? Eloise, how are you guys doing? I love y'all, and y'all have a blessed night.
You too. Thank you very much, and may you definitely like something else that you hear coming up. So we appreciate you.
Thank you so much.
You are so welcome. Before I go to the 216-820, 216-860, 216-609, the 765, oh, that's a long distance, so I'm pretty sure that's a bill collector. Anyway, I just want to say it was very nice that they had a Black History Month program, which it was yesterday at Friends Fellowship Bible Church, 17325 Euclid Avenue. That's Cleveland, Ohio, 44112, Chandler Park Building, Suite 2190, I believe. And it was real nice that they had a master of ceremonies by the name of Brother Joseph Motley, Jr. They also had the Pledge to the Black Flag, Scripture and Prayer, Black National Anthem, as well as Praise Dance, and so much other stuff that came through. So as I look at things, I know others who were there will be able to say a lot more about it, but to have Black House Sounds by request for the African History Museum theme song, Queen Dot, Queen Dolores, Fred Barkley with the Facebook Live, and the Pledge to the Black Flag as we pledge allegiance in the red, black, and green, our flag, the symbol of our eternal struggle, and to the land we must obtain. One nation of black people with one God for us all, totally united in the struggle for black love, black freedom, and black determination. Red equals the blood, black equals the people, while green equals the rich vegetation and the land. Before I do anything else, I would be remiss if I didn't go through the line and say that if you choose, feel free to check out on Facebook Champagne Bang or the official Hurricane Bang page. You can also check out Melanated Media News on Facebook or on YouTube. You can also Facebook the Black House Sound open mic page. Even Facebook Sheriff Kilroy while you're at it. I will give folks some other things in just a moment. But since that 216-820 is holding on to the line, I'm going to go to that person right now. They're probably going to tell me that open mics or Black History Month programs are a little bit corny in this day of age. But 216-820, it's on you. How you doing?
I totally disagree. Open mics are not, I repeat, are not corny. Because why? Because I am the host. That's right. That is Mr. Powers, the host of the Open Mic Night, which will be coming when? March 16th, 2018 at the Chandler Park Building, 17325 Euclid Avenue. You can catch the 28 bus right down there at the corner of Euclid and London, and you can go right inside the Chandler Park Building, second floor. Outside, you'll see a sign that says Friends and Fellowship. Don't be a stranger. Don't be afraid. Come on out. Bring your friends and your family. Don't go look for a babysitter if you got a babysit. Bring them on out. And it's an event for everyone, and you can never go wrong, because I'm telling you that is now. This past Friday, Saturday, Sunday, as well as today, oh man, Black House Sound has been extremely fortunate. I have been so exhausted and so wore out, but guess what? I've been buzzed and blessed with my presence to my old roots at my old high school, which is Shaw High School, and I am also just buzzing from the adrenaline of the response of what I received throughout this whole entire weekend of dealing with these Black History programs with myself and Mr. Motley. But I tell you one thing, it was worth it. Some of it was worth it, but hey, Black House Sound makes real Cleveland music.
Man, I appreciate the phone call, and I appreciate you for just being one of those type of hosts that keeps the whole crowd engaged. So I just want to say thank you, man.
You know it. You know it. You know it. And I'm going to tell you right now, Much love to each and every person that called in the station and that's about to call in. I want to give a special shout-out to my partner, Joseph Molly Jr., the founder of Black House Sound, you know what I'm saying, as well as the other Black House Sound members, from Hurricane Bang to Mr. Milligram to Sheriff Kilroy himself. And I'll tell you all right now, if you don't know, now you know, as Biggie Small said before, Black House Sound make real Cleveland music. I'm out.
I hear you. And as you go back on hold before I go to the 216, wow, and this looks real nice to me. Before I go and check out the 216-860 and the long distance 765-279, 216-609, 216-255, I will also say that since we spoke on the name, I do my best to look out for the people who do their best to look out for the program here and there. So for those who might not have thought about it, please feel free to Facebook or YouTube Joseph, J-O-S-E-P-H-M-O-T-L-E-Y, J-R period on Facebook, or you can go straight to the YouTube page for Joseph Motley Jr. Check out some of the music that's coming up. You could always Facebook Alfred Porter, J-R period, profile, pictures that of a sheriff's hat. And also the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show is at voiceofradio.com. That's tomorrow, Tuesdays, 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. And before I go to the next person, I just want to say that it's only a 12-foot step ladder because you had a healing through cultural awareness, preserving the legacy in R&B that happened at the Martin Luther King Civic Center from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. at like Shaw Avenue. And it was the fourth annual Black History Celebration and Fundraiser. And it was really preserving the legacy in R&B with music and a variety show, which featured popular artists from several genres in the field of music. So when we talk about that, you had people such as, we will say, Art Blakey from the Hesitations, Roosevelt Johnson from the James Brown Band, Michael Calhoun from the Daz Band, WJMO Radio Gang, such as Langford the Man Stevens, as well as civic activist Lady Wright, and Lynn Tolliver, Al Porter Jr., Suave Gotti, Sir Knock, Joseph Motley Jr., Black House Sounds. And my thing is, you know, you learn something when you talk to people. So one of the things that I took out of it, great teaching lesson, you had to just listen to what people said, because it's a warning for people that even if you have a verbal agreement, let's talk like that. Even if you have a verbal, if it was a business person or anything else, hold on a second. I want to give an infamous shout out to Terry Tollfree. Terry Tollfree, you would call my personal phone line while I'm live on the air. You get a personal, infamous shout out. Now, where was I? Oh, yeah. You could have a verbal agreement with business people, seasoned business people, or even elderly people. Yeah, a couple of them. But you should always get the paperwork. Don't do any work or expect anything unless you have paperwork in hand. Because business people, some of them lie. Older people, some of them lie. So protect yourself. You get the paperwork. If you do DJ work or host work, even if you're told what equipment and it's scheduled in advance, make sure you at least look at it and say, write it out. That way everything's clear. I also want to put down, it was nice to Suave got a chance to do a miniature concert. Black House Sounds did Sounds. They performed the African History Museum theme song, co-hosted as well. National Action Network was there. Fred Barkley did the Facebook Live. East Cleveland City Councilman, Vice President of City Council, Ernest Smith, came through to support Black House Sounds. I want to thank Tenzai D. Woods for all the work that was done to make sure that it ended up going well. There's a bunch of other things to get through, but right now, if I don't do this next thing, I think people will be upset with me. So to keep everybody from being upset with me, I think that I should probably just go back to the phone line. That would be the best thing that I could do for everybody. And at least go to the 216-860. You're probably upset because it was something held at the Shaw Civic Center. But 216-860, what's on your mind?
Hey, what's happening? This is Mr. Legrand. Just checking up on all my peoples. I represent to the fullest, just like everybody else. It's the hip-hop Dennis Edwards. Also,
I
Mr.
feel you.
No, no good.
I feel
no,
you,
but
man.
Basically, I love every last member of Black House. You know, I love majority of everybody I get in touch with. I make sure that I give a shout and love to them because always good to be blessed and good to be around good people. You just got to know that working with people, you got to know how to handle those with negative vibes and those with positive vibes. Also, the best way to make it out here is to invest in yourself. Don't worry about investing in anybody else. Just invest in you, and you can go a long way with that because that's the way things should be handled in the first place. You don't want to be working for somebody else unless you have to, and then you don't really want to have to do that. Well, basically, just work on trying to be powerful and reaching your goals as well as trying to maintain economic growth. And that's basically all I wanted to talk about.
Man, I want to thank you very much. And if anybody wants to talk to Mr. Milligrand, the advisor, how can they find you?
Oh, you can find me on Facebook under Words of Enlightenment. I have a couple of groups in there, a lot of groups. All of them, majority of them are Go Giving Entertainment Presents. But the main thing is my newest one, which is Words of Enlightenment, which is very positive. It speaks on positive vibes on everything that I do and what I'm trying to maintain, and keeping on a positive level on everything. And that's under Go Get 'Em Inc. Presents Words of Enlightenment. Check that out, and check out Hood Morning too. That's another one I have that's over. Has a lot of followers for that too. And also, you can check me on Flowmasters tomorrow from 6 to 8. And
we will do that.
I believe Eric Wilson has a show March 3rd. It's the Fantasy. Yeah, that's one of the Flowmaster members of the show, one of the main hosts, and he performs at the Fantasy. I don't know what time exactly, but they're having a show there this Saturday.
Okay, so thank you for letting me know that.
So if you go to the workshop, go out and check out Eric Wilson.
Man, I appreciate that, Eric. Wilson, Scratch Paper Productions. Hey, thank you for calling in, man.
Yeah, no doubt. You know, it's all family. Like I said, it's all love. That's what I do. I'm sitting here watching the Panther Party movie. Not the Black Panther movie, but the Panther Party movie. Watching it and loving it. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you very much. At least I know I need to try to watch that one, too, afterwards. Thanks, brother.
All right. You take care.
You too. Definitely, as he goes back on hold, I can't say what he's the advisor. So sometimes I get, hey, if he lets me know that my show is not going to be a great one, I don't even tune into it. But he told me this was going to be a hot show, so I have to listen to what the advisor says. One thing I want to at least throw out there, since he did mention it, before I go to the next phone caller, March the 3rd, the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop happens Saturday from 1:45 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time to 6 p.m. 1899 Main Classroom Building at Cleveland State University. Yes, the college campus, East 22nd Street. You can enter from Chester or Euclid Avenue. Large room, number 136. DJ Dollar Rock, Ronnie B. will have the Hip Hop Workshop News. Milligrand and Eastside, they always have that power cipher jumping off. Probably be CD and DVD giveaways. I'm pretty sure of that. Almighty FX, Major Taps CD release as well. Reezy with Paradise, Brown Report newspaper, video shoot in between. Wouldn't be surprised if Black House Sounds didn't crash that party either. And I also, before I go to the next phone caller, I would be remiss if I didn't say William Franklin Graham Jr., a.k.a. Billy Graham. Some people might say, why would you mention him? Well, you know, November 7th, 1918 to February 21st, 2018, American Evangelical Christian, Southern Baptist, But here's the thing, a lot of people don't know. He spoke against segregated churches. He worked with every president since once he got his foot in the door. He worked with everybody from President Harry Truman to President Barack Obama, preached, they believe, in front of over 215 million people in over 185 countries. Here's a little known fact. He even bailed Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. out of jail when he was arrested in the 1960s. He was 99 years young when he passed. That's all I want to say. I'm going to go to this long-distance phone call from the 765 area code. Either it's a bill collector or somebody who's upset because I spoke about Billy Graham. One thing I should say, Billy Graham is sure different from his son, who is definitely his son. Everybody has noticed this. He's all very right-wing when it comes to the preaching and what have you. But I'm going to go to the 765 area code, 274. I know they're probably upset because I mentioned Billy Graham or anything. What's going on, 765? How you doing?
Al Porter, how are you, buddy?
Oh, I'm doing well. I feel better. It's not a bill collector. What's going on with you?
Yeah, I'm doing good. I'm definitely not a bill collector. On the other hand, I've come to pay a debt. And, so before I jump into this, and feel free to cut me off at any time, I just want to invite the Holy Spirit and just release my faith upon you, your listeners. And I just really believe that God has a word for all of us. And I appreciate that you brought up Billy Graham, but I got to say, when I heard you mention his name, I was like, why is he mentioning this dude? But you're absolutely right. And the friendship that Billy Graham and Martin Luther King Jr. had was dynamic. They had a brotherhood between the two. And both of them, God had anointed to reach very different bodies of people. But both of them knew that true equality can only come under the love and unity in Jesus Christ. And I've really come to be an advocate for that, because when I first met you, I was a racist. It was, we're talking 13 years ago. There are different types of racists, Al. There are people that hate because they don't understand. And that was the kind of racist that I was. And you were the first black man to ever show me some real kindness. And over the years, the racist ideology tapered off into racial bias and got less and less and less, to the point where my love was pouring out on the black community. And I owe a lot to the black community. And I have gotten so much deliverance in Jesus Christ and stepped so far out of the boat and in faith for my brothers of all shapes, sizes, colors, backgrounds, you name it. I have to lend myself out to the black community at the risk of paying for my ancestors' sins. So to every African-American that's listening to this, I need to apologize to you personally in the name of Jesus Christ on behalf of my ancestors in regards to slavery, inequality, and quite honestly, the demonic spirit of oppression that still sits on top of your heads today. And it's a painful thing to watch, because I watch your posts on Facebook, and they are rooted in truth. They are rooted in hurt. They are rooted in anger. And I see the media still trying to keep you guys – they're still trying to take your voice. And, you're not getting the opportunity. And I do not believe that we can have equality even from where we are without coming together for the one thing that can unite us, and that is purpose in Jesus Christ. And I believe that God wants to show himself to you, to your listeners, and I believe that he wants to work signs and wonders straight through his servants right there at the Hip Hop Workshop. So God willing, I'm coming to your workshop full of the Holy Spirit on March 3rd, and God is going to work healings. God is going to work miraculous signs for you. He is going to make himself known in Jesus' name. And this is going to give us a clean slate to stand without looking at our skin color, because I've never stood before your body of people ever in my life and I've never received more kindness than any other body of people but black folks. Never. I've always been treated kind by you guys, always. But there is something that needs to be done. But if I stand and look at you all, and all of us peel our skin off, do we not look the same? The scriptures say that we are united by blood. We are united by blood. So there is no real difference between us. So if God comes between us in the name of Jesus Christ for his glory to stretch his kingdom and increase our faith, and it will create worship space for him that is full of equality, we can have a voice that rings all the way around the world. But it's going to take all of us standing up together. I am as furious with the white community as the black community. But I am as hurt as the white community is towards the black community. Because I'm equally hurt because I see white folks doing very little. And I see black folks crying out and not getting anywhere. So if someone doesn't stand in the gap, in Jesus' name, then we have nothing to bridge our differences. And it will always be something that leads to more bloodshed in our schools, in our neighborhoods. White folks in general, in suburbia, they're not going to bat an eye to come down into the neighborhoods that you live in, that I used to live in some cases what I still live in. They're going to try to sweep it under the rug, and that's not fair. But God will bring the right people in. He will bring the right people in to stand up under something that is real, in Jesus' name. Martin Luther King became the icon that he became because he spoke to the hearts of the people that were broken and increased the wholeness in their hearts through just words, faith, and a willingness to step out in Jesus' name. That is the exact same thing that Billy Graham did, and that's why those two were cut from the same cloth. They were brothers from a different mother. They embodied unity. It was our own perversions. It was demonic oppression. It was Satan needing to keep us segregated. Satan needs segregation so that he can keep the war going on. All he needs us to do is pick a side, and we've lost. But not with Billy Graham passing away, I am convinced that there is a great awakening that is coming. But if I think there are many servants out there that have just been on ice for years, that for some reason, no matter how hard they tried, they always managed to be where the cameras were not. And God was raising those people up for a season such as this. Now, I can speak on this today because I am no longer bipolar. I am no longer schizophrenic. I have been delivered. I own my deliverance, and my life is completely about the gospel of Jesus Christ. I don't care about rap. I don't care about making music anymore. I do it, but I don't do it for me. Everything about my life revolves around carrying the next man's shield, white, black, or indifferent. So I'm coming March 3rd to be the difference. And you tell people with broken bones, you tell people with cancer, you tell people with all kinds of pain and aches to come and find their healing in Jesus' name. You tell them. I cannot wait to see you on March 3rd. I cannot wait. Because this is the time for an uprising of equality not yet seen since the dawn of man.
I love you. Thank you.
Because
I love you too,
killed
brother.
A racist. I love you, man.
Man, it's excellent to hear that come from you. We've always had some very real conversations. So before I leave off for the next caller, I'll say March the 3rd, East 22nd, that you can enter from Chester or Euclid to 1899 Main Classroom Building. That's large room number 136 at Cleveland State University, and that's 1:45 to 6 p.m. Thank you for the uplifting phone call.
Yes, sir. I'll see you then.
Yes, sir. And as we go to the next phone caller at 216-609, it just lets me know that, you know, I'll be very honest, I came close to almost giving up the blessings that God had provided for me because Satan does not want to see you succeed. An evil demonic spirit, if they know you're going to succeed, will throw out every kind of roadblock So you got to step over it and crush it. I'm going to be happy because after the workshop, I should be able to keep on that excellent feeling because Saturday, March the 3rd, 7:30 p.m., that's Cleveland Standard Time, at the Urbane Joe Coffee and Cafe presents the OPN, Oppressed People's Nation Center Benefit Showcase, hosted by R&B legend Joe Little of the Rude Boys, featuring reggae band Roz T and Dub Flex, I believe around 10 p.m. Earlier on, you'll have Big Squeeze, Blazing Flame Radio, Amber Denise, Sheriff Kilroy, Black House Sounds will sneak in there. You know they will. Live from the Garage and We Up Radio and many more. So that's happening. And then I know on the 15th, what I can say, not the 15th, but in announcements row, the 15th thing to talk about is the Black Wealth Music Group, Eric Magnus Iconic Concert featuring Ronnie B, The Unforgiven. And that's live at Jupiter Studios at 346 East Main Street in Orleans, Ohio, 44601. Special guest Stone the Butcher and quite a few others. Like I say, it's the Iconic Concert. Ronnie B will be there. And that's March 31st, 7 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. Did I say there'll be a set from Black House Sounds as well? So now let's go and see what's happening at the 216-609 phone number. They're probably upset that it's been too positive of a show. 216-609, how you doing?
Man, I'm mad that it's too positive of a show. I'm mad about that. No, I'm just playing. The last caller and the woman... Wow. Down south, you know.
Oh, Alabama. Okay.
You know, I really feel the energy. You know, the energy was so live. And it's a lot of people in Cleveland around us, amongst us. And they really feel that they can do something. And the sad thing about it is, instead of doing something, they hate on the other person when they do something. And I look at it like it's not about me. Like the last caller said, it's about God. I'm not in control of this game. But then you got folks that's in the mindset where they have a lot of things going on, things working, and this and that. And it's one thing when you have it all and you misleading folks and you cheating them out their money and you playing games and you succeed. Them two callers, they touched my heart and soul in a way that I heard something. And what I heard for young folks is always let people think they're doing something, but always know that you're doing something that they never can take away from you. And Nelson Mandela was one of the coldest human being to ever lived on this earth. To me, other than Jesus. But that's my opinion, my philosophy. For somebody to be locked up and have so many people, like when you talk about Tupac or Michael Jackson or Prince or Elvis, people like that, when you talk about them, that's great. But let's talk about this month coming up. Let's talk about we celebrating the Irish people.
Oh.
You know, let's talk about that. See, the last people that talk, I love what they said because they talk from their heart and they talk from their soul. And they told you what they felt. But I'm starting to understand that you got to really pay attention to the Lord and you got to understand really what's happening. One day, everything can be great, and the next day, it can be messed up. Your choice determines your destiny. And both of them people, if people was listening, they will recognize that that's what was said. Because it was two different conversations, but both of them was key to me. And I love it. I love that you have people calling your show from 3 to 4 years ago when people was calling in and they just cared about their music or just cared about themselves, and they thought that's all Blackout Sound cared about was their music. But we really didn't. We always cared about people. But if you a human being, you know, you who you are. And that's another thing. And that's what we need to understand as human. We need to stop being so sensitive and judging everything the next person doing. I'm not saying accept everything the next person doing, but try to accept something so you don't get shot in the head. Try to accept something so you don't look at a funeral. Try. It's called compromising. God bless you all. Blackout Sound make real Cleveland music. I love them two callers. Peace.
Peace. And before I go to the next phone caller, I mean, I'm thrown for a loop. I'll be going to 216-414. I just want to take at least a minute and a half to say if you choose, you can check out the Art McCoy radio show on a Sunday from 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time at WERU 1490 AM, or Kent and Angelica on a Wednesday at 8 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WERU 1490 AM, or even the MC Chill radio show, which is on Wednesdays. That's Wednesdays, 9 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, WERU 1490 AM, or www.newstalkcleveland.com for all three. I also feel good to say you can Facebook or Blog Talk D Gambit Radio, or Facebook I Am a Superwoman Radio. And I am just feeling well enough that to let people know that you can go to Facebook, the Black on Black Crime Inc., or the website for blackonblackcleveland.com. So let's see what's going on with the 216-414. You have been extremely, like, patient. How are you?
What up, Al? How you doing? It's Major, Major Taps. Oh,
man,
E&T,
I hear
music
you have
group.
Something major. I hear you have
yes,
something
sir.
Major coming up this Saturday. What's happening, man?
Yes, sir. One of the biggest events that happens every month, we will be Major Taps, including, well, first of all, no, this is really for my man, my man's and stuff like that, Almighty FX. This is really his day and stuff as far as with this. Are we giving his not his album, though, his mixtape release party, and plus it's going to be a free live performance. Major, myself, I will be performing as well, though the main thing is this is going to be the hottest mixtape on the street in Cleveland. I'm telling you, as far as with what's going on as far as with, you know what I'm saying, music-wise, genre and stuff like this, going to be the hottest mixtape, all right? And this is not no nonsense, cat rapping, this ain't no watered-down type rapping or nothing like that. This is some conscious, real, realistic rap, stuff that actually happens, you know what I'm saying? We ain't doing no commercial type stuff, so everybody come on out, you know, we're going to have drinks, and not alcohol, no alcohol. We're gonna have like drinks and refreshments. We're gonna have some nice decent food. You know, it's gonna be a nice family fun event. Everybody, you know, the hip hop workshop. This is like one of the biggest things, like I said, that happen every month. And thanks to you, Sheriff, you know what I'm saying? You the man that made this happen. Literally though. So we live and strong. This is what? Hip hop workshop, what?
189.
You know, this show, hip hop workshop been going strong since 04, you know. So, everybody just come on out, you know. Proprietor Entertainment Music Group will be in the building. Yes, indeed. And let's all just have fun. Oh, yeah, and I'm really interested Saturday, too. I heard a lot of people, I heard a lot of different, I heard a few of the guests that came on the show today and was speaking on, you know, Billy Graham. I heard, what's up, Milligram? Been doing this thing, you know, out here, you know. So, yeah, I'm really interested. I know the Saturday going to be good and stuff like that because, like, a lot of nonsense is going on out here in society and stuff like that, you know. You see, I see religion, you know what I'm saying, is starting to come a big play into, I see religion is something that I see controls a lot of people out here and stuff like that. But, like the one, the white guy said and stuff like that, if we are all unified, you know what I mean, that makes a big difference. That's the whole, at the end of the day, that makes a big difference. You know, no matter what religion you are or things of that nature and stuff like that, you know, if you believe in a higher power and, you know, you have that good heart and stuff like that, you ain't out here messing up. You know what them basic instructions say, you know, in that book. So, like I said, I really, you know what I'm saying, I really love Saturdays anyway, though, because, you know, Saturdays is when I really, you know what I'm saying, let it get my praise and stuff like that. And then it's a day of just being around your family. You know, when we at the hip hop workshop, I consider people there, everyone there as family. So everybody just come on out, you know. Al, you the man, in the streets, yo.
All right, I see God has really blessed me in this program and the workshop, so I'm into that. May you have a blessed remainder this week. We look forward to seeing you this Saturday.
Thank you, bro. And shout out to FX, yo. Come out and support, you know what I'm saying, this young bro, you know. Real talk.
God, all right. Almighty FX. I'm looking forward to really seeing and hearing from both of you all. So thank you.
Yes, sir.
You know, and I can appreciate that. That's Major Taps. Oh, yes, I should spell it out right. Major Taps. And I like the fact that he thought like that to at least come up with a different type of spelling. People wonder about DACA and, you know, my thing is about this, okay, I understand and overstand about the dreamers and everything like that, but when it comes down to it, the reason that I can stand against certain things that's going on and them being targeted is because it's a bunch of myths involved, because DACA, the dreamers, they didn't take jobs away from Americans. I mean, sure, Trump's administration's decision, Jeff Sessions, Attorney General, said so, but from 1970 to 2017, the U.S. labor force doubled rather than ending up with a 50% unemployment raise. The employment, it actually doubled. I mean, if Sessions argued and said DACA protects taxpayers, let's be honest and say that, believe it or not, on average, the DACA recipients, the dreamers, they pay on average more in taxes over their lifetime than they receive in benefits, because they do not and cannot get, they are not eligible for any federal means, tested welfare, cash assistance, food stamps, Medicaid, health care, tax credits, anything else. So they have to put into the system. That's just the way it is. So with that being said, another thing when they threw it out there, to participate in DACA, applicants must pass a background check. They have to live here without committing a serious offense. If they're arrested, DACA can be taken away without a conviction. As a matter of fact, only 2,139 out of almost 800,000 DACA recipients have lost their permits because of criminal or public safety concerns. That's just a quarter of 1%. Four times as many U.S.-born Americans are in prison. About 35 times as many Americans have ended up behind bars, black and white. So when you look at it, big business CEOs from over 400 companies signed a letter to the President and Congress to save DACA because thousands of faith and advocacy group leaders at all levels, because they looked and said, wait a minute, that means you're going to cost our country $433.4 billion in losses, and that's according to the Crain's New York Business Journal, which even some of Trump's base, the evangelicals, are supporting DACA because most say, wait a minute, this has nothing to do with anything else. this is just blatantly wrong. So when you hear that coming through, it makes you wonder, is the president the smartest one on the face of the planet? I don't think so. Because of some of the phone calls, this goes out to Black History Month.
Like thing that is over with. But baby mamas and baby fathers need companionship. No one wanna be directed, so the game shifts. And your ego got you tripping on some things, yeah. They don't care about us, what's the mothership? Thank God for my mother, Gail Brooks. Show somebody seen ya, I never leave ya. Even though it's hard to love, I will never leave ya. This is my baby sisters and my baby brother. To the seeds that they made, I don't see no others. White supremacy out here to make a puzzle. And if you fall forward, then the dog is muzzled. Why every rapper you hear, they talking about a hustle. Currency don't come from God, so why you trying to bust yo? Instead of helping your people, you rather pull a back though. And you wonder why we all in the same struggle. No matter what they do, they can never hurt me.
I ain't listening.
No matter what they
say,
they
can never hurt me.
Big business.
No matter what they do,
they can never hurt me.
I ain't listening.
My ancestors told me it's a currency.
Wow. I think that's a great way to end off this show.
Yo, they can never hurt me. My ancestors told me it's a jersey.
Hey, I want to thank everybody who listens. Shout out to Black on Black Crime, Black Man's Army, D Woods. Want to say I thank everybody who catches this in the repeat stages. You heard a lot of stuff. Please let people know that they definitely need to check this one out on replay and support some of the artists and some of the names. I don't have anything else to say except I'm looking forward to this coming Saturday's hip-hop workshop. As Ronnie B, the Unforgiven, would say, it's going to be epic. As Milligram would say, it's going to be iconic. Hey, it's going to be memorable. Thank you all. Be blessed. Be peaceful. Peace.